It was spring break, and I was in Florida with my parents and brother visiting my aunt, uncle, and cousin. I was 8, and for as long as I could remember, I had always spent spring break down there with my family. The first day there was beautiful, and we had all gotten up early so we could spend the whole day at the beach. We packed up the car, put on our swimsuits and sunscreen, and left for the beach. When we got there, we all had to help unload the car. I had to carry all the towels and then come back to help carry the kayak down to our spot on the sand. As soon as all our stuff was out of the car, my brother, my cousin, and I all threw off our shoes and sprinted into the water. The water was cool, which was nice because the sun was already warm. It was nice and quiet because we were the only people there. My uncle brought the kayak down to the water with some snorkeling gear and asked if we wanted to swim out to the reef. The three of us each grabbed goggles, flippers, and snorkels. The swim out to the reef was slow. We had to fight against the waves, but once we got there, it was amazing. The sandy ocean floor had transformed into a colorful carpet of coral and fish. There was so much to see. When my uncle wanted to swim for a bit, I hopped into the kayak. I needed a break anyways. I'd never kayaked before, but he said I would just have to sit there because there were no waves and the water was calm. So I just floated on the water in the kayak, soaking up the morning sun. I heard a boat in the distance and turned to see a speedboat skimming through the water. I watched it pass, then closed my eyes again until I felt the kayak start to rock. I looked down at the water and saw little ripples followed by bigger ones as the speedboat's wake came towards us. I tried calling for one of the others, but they couldn't hear me because they were underwater. Then a big wake passed under me and took me towards shore. I tried to paddle back to the reef, but I wasn't strong enough, and I was soon being carried into the waves. The crashing wave pushed me towards shore, and I thought I would be fine, until a wave came from my side and turned me sideways towards the pier. My parents and aunt and uncle had always told us kids to stay away from the pier because it was very dangerous, and now I was headed right for it. I tried with all my strength to desperately dig the oar into the water to turn me towards shore, but I just couldn't do it. The water was too strong for me. The pier was getting closer and closer when all of a sudden a big wave crashed behind me and propelled me to shore. The kayak hit the sand with a sudden jolt, and I had to sit there a minute, letting my racing heart calm down. Everyone came over to me and asked if I was okay. I was fine, but I stayed out of the kayak for the rest of the trip.